Right now, though. Right now, comedian extraordinaire Special K. You can follow him on Twitter at Special K 913. What up, now?
What's going on? What's cracking, man?
Pimpin', pimpin'.
You ready to do this news you can't use?
This is like my favorite.
Let's go. Today's news.
Let's go.
You have to coach yourself?
Yeah, I gotta. Hey, look.
Let me do me, okay? To motivate him. So come on, baby.
Sponsored today by Gary with the T, who has a brand new book. Man, everybody on this show is writing books. Gary has a brand new book. I think it's on astronomy. Isn't that the study of, like, space and space travel and all that? Okay, right. And I didn't know Gary. Man, he is so talented. Gary with the T's new book on astronomy and space travel is called Why Stop at the Moon When You Can Shoot for Uranus?
That is motivational.
Yeah, he's trying to inspire,
like,
people
go
to
even go, beyond the stars.
Go even beyond the stars. Why stop at the moon when you can shoot for Uranus?
And then why y'all sleeping on Gary was in Spaceballs. Go ahead.
The newest reality show on Bravo is not a part of the Housewives series. It's a brand new show that features Corinne, Superhead Stephens, Cat Stacks, and Drea from Basketball Wives. It's the first real, truly real reality show. The title is, Hey, We Just Some Hoes. And it just follows them around.
That's so disrespectful to women, man. You never come down hard on men.
All right, how about this? I'm not supposed to. Kelly Rowland was doing an interview recently and was asked about the controversy of lining her hit song from last year, Motivation. The line that said, I don't want to feel my legs. And she revealed that it actually came from her good friend, Gabby Sidibe, also known as Precious, who she apparently hangs out with a lot. Apparently, Gabby told her that she can't feel her legs most of the time either, but it has nothing to do with sex. It's just that they go to sleep from overload.
I'm not laughing.
And finally, the campaign for Republican presidential nominee and whitest man in America, Mitt Romney. He has released the final list of things that he will get rid of on day one of his administration if elected. All right. If Mitt Romney is elected, he's going to get rid of the entire month of February. So in other words, after January 31st and March 1st.
Nope.
Yeah. He's going to get rid of Radio 1, TV 1, BET, and Central. The Tom Joyner Morning Show, gone. Blue Magic Hair Grease, gone.
Oh, no.
Buy Here, Pay Here Car Lots, gone. Fitted Caps, done. Lagerfeld and Polo and even Cool Water Cologne.
Drake Hart, too.
White Diamonds Perfume, done.
Egyptian Musk Oil.
You gonna get rid of fraternities that pledge instead of rush. YMCMB, done. Maybach Music, dismantled.
Creases in your jeans. Citation.
So, linen outfits that came in a pack, you know,
with the belt already in the pants.
Nugget rings. Open face goals.
What else happened to keep going?
Hair and bone chains.
Rhinestones on your pinky toenails when you get them done.
Churches with that in remembrance of me table in the front. Baptismal pools.
Say what?
Baptismal pools.
French rolls with spritz.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.